This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
The drama at City Hall, the debris washing up on the beaches, time running out for businesses to get relief money. But first, landfills and protests and maybe some new rules on how much those can take in.
L.A. County Supervisor is going to meet today and try to decide whether to allow more material to be brought to three landfills so that the debris from the Palisades and Eaton fires can be dumped at those sites. John Baird live this morning with more.
I'm in a neighborhood just over the hill from Sunshine Canyon Landfill in Granada Hills, and the operator of the landfill has said in a statement that they have safeguards in place, including this state-of-the-art liner system and a cover as well. So they feel that they have the protections. But there were about 60 people protesting last night about the plan to bring possibly toxic wildfire debris here to Sunshine Canyon. And just this morning, I was talking to a woman named Cynthia a few minutes ago. She was taking a walk. She's lived here about 29 years. We talked about some of the debris likely being brought here to the dump.
I just said, well, it's not right. But where else are they going to put it? They have to take it somewhere, right? Yeah, so I don't know.
Okay.
It is a sensitive issue.
So the supervisors will take this up at 9:30 this morning, the decision on whether to increase, to allow an increase in the amount of material trucked into the three dumps to make room for the wildfire debris. Now, some people here say they are very concerned about the possible impact on their health from the wildfire material.
Let's talk about the water. There's a new tool for residents of Palisades to look at water safety. DWP putting up this interactive dashboard. Divided into zones, restoration progress, test results, updates for each neighborhood. You should keep using the bottled water for drinking and cooking until your area is declared safe. We've got a link to this, knxnews.com.
A lot of debris from the fires has been washing up on the local beaches. Susie was at the beach recently, talked about that. She found some stuff. Triggers concern about both L.A. County officials and environmental groups. So far, none of it has been tested as being toxic and hazardous, but they're warning people at the beach to steer clear of it. Tracy Quinn is with Heal the Bay and says best advice she can give is, well, stay out of the water near the burn areas and also stay off the sand.
These mega fires are unprecedented. We have not seen anything like this before anywhere, really. You know, this isn't the first mega fire, but certainly more urban structures burned in this fire near the coast than in any other. We have somewhat of a precedent with Lahaina, but that was a much smaller scale. I think there are lessons to be learned there, but this is an incredibly unique situation, and there's no data that really tells us, you know, what are the safe levels to be exposed to for a lot of the chemicals we could expect from a burn zone, from a burned building, let alone thousands of burned buildings. We don't know what it's going to be safe to swim in.
Yeah, I was just checking with Susie again, and she said she found it in Redondo, and someone else she knew found some of the debris in Manhattan Beach, so it really floated quite a distance. The county and several universities have conducted water quality testing in the ocean, and they do hope to get more results soon.
Deadline to apply for the Small Business and Worker Emergency Relief Fund coming up soon. Bob Brill says cutoff date's Sunday.
Whether you're a small business at a brick and mortar or a worker or just doing a job such as a nanny or a gardener, you're eligible for this money. Supervisor Catherine Barger is encouraging anyone whose business was affected by the January fires to apply.
Submit an application. It's not hard to do. The Worker Relief Fund offers $2,000 cash grants to workers who lost income or employment as a direct result of the disaster. That's money that will help bridge them as we move toward recovery. And then for the Small Business Relief Fund, it provides cash grants ranging from anywhere from $2,000 to $25,000 for businesses and nonprofits that suffered structural damage, equipment, or inventory loss. I really believe that this is going to be a lifeline for many of the small businesses to begin to get back on their feet.
Barger tells KNX News this is an important part of the recovery in helping LA County's economy and helping people get back on their feet. I'm Bob Brill, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
So, yeah, LA City Council set to meet this morning, first time since the mayor fired the fire chief last week. President of the council, Marquise Harris Dawson, has come out in favor of the move. Councilwoman Monica Rodriguez, not happy with the firing. Council could reinstate Crowley, but it may not be likely to happen. It takes 10 votes to do that, and we think that Crowley would have to, you know, get the ball rolling on it. Let's get more on all this with political strategist and retired USC professor Derry Schrago.
Hi, Derry. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good to be with you.
So let's start with just the move to remove the fire chief. That news conference with Mayor Bass, her tone during the news conference, the decision to do it. How does that look for her?
Well, you know, I don't think that the chief is going to be reinstated. I'm not a city hall insider at this point, but from everything I see in here, they're not going to get the 10 votes to reinstate her. The issue for the mayor is broader than this, and I've mentioned to you before, I have had a lot of experience with disaster relief under very different circumstances, and I've said before, everybody's angry. The people who were affected by this are angry, and they direct that anger at whatever target shows up. She's in a very tough spot. I mean, she's not going to become a hero and be given all kinds of, pardon me, all kinds of awards for what she's doing. She may have had very legitimate beefs with the chief. You know, we don't know that. I don't know what their relationship is like, but there are ways that she could have handled this that would have avoided this particular problem.
So what happens with Karen Bass, and if people are no longer buying what she's saying, if they've lost confidence? Because then you get into the situation where every time she shows up somewhere, this is what people are thinking about for the next couple of years.
Well, that's exactly right. And to some extent, that's inevitable. But I guess the point I'm making is that what she does not want to do, certainly starting now, and it would have been helpful if she had done this before, is reopen these issues. She's got to move the agenda. I mean, we're going to be rebuilding for years. And if this is all that people are talking about, it's going to be very difficult for her. There are other things that need to be addressed in the city, and there are ways to deal with the rebuilding without creating additional controversies. And that's what she really has to do.
You know, there have been questions about the people that are advising her, her staff. Are they doing her any favors? So, yeah, you said there are ways that she could have handled this that would have avoided the problem. Talk a little bit more about that.
Sure. And you mentioned something that's very key here, which is the staff. You know, again, I've said this before. So she goes off to Ghana and arguably she shouldn't have gone in the first place, irrespective of wins. I mean, the people of L.A. just don't think that whatever's going on with the president of Ghana matters to us. So that's number one. And apparently nobody on the staff urged her to not make the trip. But number two, she's in Ghana and the fires blow up. And I don't know her staff, but I don't understand why at least one senior deputy mayor and maybe a bunch of her staff didn't get in their city-owned cars and drive down to the site of the fire and and be the face of the mayor. Say the mayor is unfortunately not able to be here, but we're here, we're her eyes and ears, and we're in close touch with her. I mean, that's just textbook stuff for a staff.
So has Marquis Harris-Dawson dodged some of the blame here? Because he was acting mayor, right? She was gone. He said he wasn't getting the updates from the chief, not as many that he would have liked. That's what he said, why he supports the firing. But, I mean, the phone works both ways.
Well, again, people in this situation, and I said this, and I'll repeat it, I've seen it over and over again. I was working in Indiana, and the disasters were tornadoes. They want their elected officials to be there to protect them and help them navigate through it. It's just that simple. And if you don't show, they're going to be furious. Now, I said this not directly before. If you do show, they may be furious and say that you're not doing enough. But the key is to at least have a presence there and do what you can do. And it just didn't happen at a time when elected officials are not very much trusted by a lot of Americans or Angelenos anyway. So, yeah, it's a real problem that could have been avoided.
Karen Bass is the face of the city of Los Angeles. Catherine Barger, the face of the county of Los Angeles. What a difference in public perception.
Yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely. There's no question about it. It comes down to something very simple. And I respect Karen Bass a lot. I know her. I think she's a very capable person, and she's a caring person. But you just have to show up for work. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. That's what people expect at a time like this of their elected officials. And you know, if she and the chief had major differences behind the scenes, that's understandable. I don't know the chief. I do know the mayor. And if you need to do something about the chief, you do it. But you don't do it without, for example, shopping it with the union that represents all the firefighters, so that you come up with some way to deal with this that doesn't create additional controversy in public anyway.
Political strategist, retired USC professor Derry Schrago. Thanks.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Still confusion over Elon Musk and the email to the federal workers. Explain what you did last week. CBS's Jared Hill says another department is saying it's optional.
Hours before the Monday deadline, Musk ordered an extension, warning failure to respond a second time will result in termination. But then confusion after Trump's Office of Personnel Management sent a memo to federal agency heads saying it was up to them to determine how to handle the DOGE directive. Some have already told workers not to respond.
Attorneys representing unions, businesses, veterans, conservation organizations filing the updated suit in court here in California.
The House could vote on a budget plan later this week. The vote could test if Republicans are able to unify around the president's agenda.
The House Rules Committee has advanced a key budget measure, setting up a potential vote on the House floor. The resolution encompasses many of President Trump's priorities, from border security and defense to energy and a tax cut extension. It also includes an increase in the debt limit and steep spending cuts of up to $2 trillion. Some vulnerable Republicans are concerned that could include Medicaid and haven't said whether they'll back the legislation. Other GOP lawmakers have said they're a hard no. The Speaker can only afford a single defection for the measure to pass. Nicole Killian, CBS News, Washington.
Thousands of people in St. Peter's Square, the Vatican, to pray for Pope Francis, 88 years old, pneumonia, still in critical condition despite some improvements, well enough to meet with the Vatican Secretary of State and some deputies to approve new decrees for saints and call for a meeting to set dates for canonization.
Denny says the high egg prices are forcing the restaurant to add an extra fee to any dish with eggs. CBS News reporter Nancy Chen says the price hike varies by location.
The price hike won't necessarily hit every Denny's, but the restaurant declined to say which of the chain's 1,500 locations would see those surcharges. According to their website, the cost of a cooked egg, it starts at $2.99 right now. We've seen other popular spots take similar actions recently. Earlier this month, Waffle House said it would start charging customers an extra $0.50 per egg.
Our newsroom called a Southern California Denny's this morning and said they added a 50-cent surcharge on meals with eggs, but not per egg.
Nearly 9 out of 10 cyber attacks on the big companies say caused outages, harmed their reputations, or both. Senior VP with Palo Alto Networks, they got this thing called Unit 42. They monitor all this. They have a global incidents response report, reveals an upswing in attacks coming from North Korea.
Acting as IT workers, so they're getting hired by our companies or by the service providers that we use and infiltrating our companies that way to take money and to ship it back to North Korea or to steal our information.
500 incidents in the report to revealing hackers started those attacks by phishing in nearly 25% of the cases.
Consumer Reports out with its top 10 best new cars list for 2025. Bad news is the average price is up about 1% over last year, right around $48,000 or so. The most affordable cars, trucks, and SUVs have a baseline price of $21,500. It's a long list. Again, Consumer Reports if you want to Google it. But the best small car, Nissan Sentra, mid-size car, Toyota Camry, of course. And let's see, mid-size SUV, Toyota Highlander Hybrid, and let's do the electric vehicle. Can you guess?
Yeah, let's do one. Yesterday, Delta flight had to go back to the airport in Atlanta because of smoke inside the cabin. Not great for people who are kind of worried right now to get online and keep seeing stuff like this. Let's talk with our KNX travel editor, Peter Greenberg.
Hi, Peter. Good morning.
And good morning.
So is the airline industry actually having a lot more problems lately, or are we, the media, sort of seeking them out because the stories go together? I mean, but it does really kind of feel like a lot.
It does. But you know what? Everybody's a citizen journalist these days. Everybody's got their cell phone. And the minute something happens, out come the cameras. If you take a look statistically at the numbers, they're actually less in terms of incidents than they've been in recent years. They're just being reported more. What happened yesterday on the plane? If I put you in the tower at LAX or at O'Hare or at JFK, the alarm bells go off between 30 and 40 times a day when a warning light goes on in the cockpit of a plane or a warning signal doesn't happen and the crash crews are scrambled. And guess what happens? It's all resolved and nothing happens. But the fact is, this is the nature of the business where you have 25,000 planes in the air at any one time. You're going to have some isolated incidents. The good news about everything that happened yesterday, of course, it was resolved easily. Second of all, none of the incidents that we've seen over the last month are connected. There is no linkage at all. They're isolated different dynamics and different reasons.
Does it kind of remind us? I mean, most people keep the headphones on and haven't looked at the seatback card in 10 years. You actually have to think once in a while, like, okay, if something was to happen, how do I get off of this bird? And like, don't go and try and grab your bag out of the overhead compartment. Just get off the plane.
Exactly. You may remember a couple of years ago, there was a British Airways 777 taking off from Las Vegas when the left engine caught fire and they were able to stop the plane, but half the exits were blocked. It took them over 11 minutes to evacuate the plane because people were coming off with their favorite pillows and their carry-on bags and their favorite things. No, you got to get off the plane. And like any kind of fire safety and accident prevention, count the number of seats to your exit. Count the number of doors to your exit at the hotel. It makes a big difference.
So here's something I never really considered, although I know medical emergencies happen on planes, but there was a flight to Qatar, and a couple says they ended up sitting next to a corpse for 4 hours. It was a woman who, you know, had an in-flight incident, and they sat the woman next to this couple for the duration of the flight. And then even at the end, when they really wanted to get off quickly, they had to wait for the other person to be removed. How often does that happen?
Talk about not getting an upgrade. Whoa. I had to say that. I'm sorry. But believe it or not, if you have a full plane, look, people die on planes. It's a fact. It's happened since planes were in the air of natural causes or, you know, a heart attack or a stroke. And depending on where that plane is in the sky, you get into some very interesting legal issues as to where you can declare the person dead and what happens to the plane and the passengers while they go through the paperwork. So sometimes the decision is made to continue the flight.
Maybe we lighten things up a little bit here before we let you go. How's Monaco this time of year?
you know what? It's not crowded, which is great. It's still precious. It's still a fairy tale story. And I'm here for a big summit of travel and all the leaders in travel. And hopefully next week when we talk, I'll let you know what they talked about.
All right. KNX travel editor Peter Greenberg.
Best job ever.
Yeah. I got that summit in Monaco I got to go to, you know?
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.